Welcome to Be Truly Heard with me, coach and voice expert Anne Leatherland. If you're a woman in business looking to speak with authority, warmth and authenticity, this is the podcast for you. We'll explore valuable personal growth strategies alongside vocal skills, so you can overcome confidence barriers and communicate what's inside. Your voice matters. It's time to be truly heard. Hello and welcome to Be Truly Heard with me, Anne Leatherland. Have you ever tried to communicate with someone and felt that there was a barrier to what you wanted to get across? Me too. It's not a good place to be, is it? So I've been thinking about this and how we can overcome such barriers, especially when we're speaking in public. If you look up the word communication, you'll find it says the sending and receiving of information. But I think it's much, much more than that. Communication, after all, starts with com, C-O-M-M, and that comes from the Latin communis, which means to make common, to share. And I much prefer to think of communication as a sharing. It's a two-way thing. So it's to do with you and also the other person or people. And it's about a meeting of energies. So I'll be looking at what barriers there might be to this kind of communication and suggesting some strategies for breaking them down. First of all, then, let's look at the barriers themselves. What barriers might there be? And from whom or what? Well, first of all, there are your barriers. Then there are barriers that come from other people in the room. And then external barriers, things that you can't control. So let's have a look at each of these in turn. So first of all, your own barriers. That would be things like your own limiting beliefs. You might believe that the person or people that you're going to be speaking to won't want to listen to you. That might come out of experience, and the voice in your head might be telling you that. So there's a sort of prejudgment going on. And this can really affect you in terms of putting your message across. It can cause anxiety. We've talked quite a lot about anxiety in previous podcasts, so do go and have a listen. But it's that feeling that somehow you can't quite manage. You might feel you're not very well prepared, and that in itself is a barrier. So all of these things can play into whether you're able to communicate your message. In terms of other people, there may be something like a look that they give you, and because you're in prejudgment, you interpret it. And you decide that they're not interested. They might make a comment. And in fairness, sometimes people do make comments that can derail you. I'll be looking at that in more detail in a future episode. But it could just be a comment that other people make between each other. You notice them talking and you assume that they're not interested. Or they may not really be interested, in which case you might pick that up as well. It could be lack of attention from other people or their own prejudgment of you. Sometimes we can pick up on that the people we're speaking to have already formed an opinion of us and what we're going to say. And that can be very off-putting. Then there's their own agenda. Sometimes people come to meetings with their agenda and they'll push it, even if you're the main speaker, and they'll try and get it in somewhere. That's a particularly difficult one to deal with, but it's not impossible to overcome. How about external barriers? Well, these could be noises or interruptions or distractions of some kind coming from outside the room, or in the case of technical issues, inside the room. But think of what happens when a noisy plane or traffic or a voice from the outside disturbs what you're trying to say. That can be a barrier to getting your idea across and to communicating fully, so that we have that shared experience and you bring the audience with you. you could have an interruption from someone outside the room. So, for instance, somebody coming in and suddenly saying, "Time, do you want coffee?" And you're in the middle of saying something very important. It can happen. So you need ways to deal with that, obviously. But people come into rooms for all sorts of reasons. Sometimes they wander into the room and it's the wrong one and they wander out again. All of these things are barriers to communication, some smaller, some bigger, depending on how you deal with them. So let's get on then and have a look at why this is. Barriers essentially interrupt energy flow or act against it. Interrupt energy flow or act against it. I just said that twice so that you could really take it in. The energy flow of what? Well, of you as a person and of your message. You can feel sometimes that there is a blockage. You're trying to get out what you have to say and what you want to say in the way that you want to say it, and somehow there's a blockage to that. Now, as we've just said, that could be your own lack of self-belief or your own prejudgment, the voice in the head, whatever, but there is a blockage to your energy. Somehow you just can't interact with the other person or the other people. There's a sort of resistance. Between other people, you can often see or feel this kind of blockage, can't you? When their energy is just not acting in congruence, if you want to put it that way, that's a big word, I should say in line with the energy of the other. And you can pick that up. You know, have you ever been in a party or a situation where a couple turns up and you know immediately that they've had a row before they came to the party or to the dinner or the event, whatever, and they're acting perfectly well, but you can sense something about their energy. We're very subtle as human beings and we can pick up these signs and these little bits of signal that people give out. So the key is to recognize this and somehow to be secure in your own energy. Even if you feel there's a blockage, even if you feel that the energy from the other person coming at you is not very helpful, you can be secure in your own energy. How then? We'll have a look at some strategies. First of all, remember all of your skills so far if you've been following this podcast through from the beginning. Prepare and get clear about what you want to do before you go into the meeting, before you go into the presentation. Prepare for the interruptions. What will you do if there's an interruption and how will you handle it? Warm up your mind and body. Deep breathing, affirmations, get your voice going. And also, tell the voice in your head, if it crops up, something else. I know what I'm talking about. What I have to say is worthwhile. I am communicating well. Remember to keep that in the positive tense. And most importantly, give yourself the permission to succeed. You're there for a reason. You have permission to speak. Give that permission to yourself as well. Visualize yourself giving your talk, presenting at your meeting, speaking to your one-to-one client, and how that's going to go, and visualize yourself having success. Now, that takes a bit of practice, I know, but it's one of the things that you can do. Then there's the other people. They're a bit of an unknown quantity. And so it's useful to know a bit about your audience or the people that you're going to be speaking to before you actually do it. I often ask questions when people invite me to speak, just to find out a bit more about the energy of those people. What are they like? What are their interests? How are they usually? If I can't get answers to those, then I have to work it out on the spot. But there's usually something you can find out. When you get there, make contact with the coordinator, if there is one, if this is a presentation, or make contact with a senior manager or senior stakeholder or someone else if it's a meeting. Smile and use eye contact. Use very open body language so that you're giving those people the signal that they can enter into your world and that you're confident in your world and you have something to give. What you're doing essentially is meeting them where they are and bringing the energy to where you want it to be. So if you walk into a room and it's very, very cold and people don't seem to be that engaged, ask them a question. Walk in with confidence. Make your energy palpable in that room. You can use some humour if it's appropriate, or you can just ask a question and get people to join in with you. If there's time before whatever it is that you're doing, you can maybe circulate and have a little bit of conversation with one or two people. And then you've got one or two people on your side before you even start. If there are interruptions from the people in the room and it's a big group, then you can use a comment like, oh, could we just hold the question please till later and then I'll answer it. And similar things. Meet any comments with respect, but always move on. Always keep the agenda yours when you're trying to present. Gather your energy and reassert your authority whilst acknowledging that the person has asked a question or made a query of some kind or a comment. And then move on. The interruptions from the outside can be tricky. If you're technical system goes down, then it may be a case of somebody has to come into the room and sort it out for you, and that can be really off-putting. So have something prepared that you'll do if that happens to keep your audience engaged. It can be something like a questionnaire, a quiz sheet, get them talking to each other and discussing something, and then they can bring the findings back when you're ready to start the actual presentation. Always have something up your sleeve. Verbal interruptions from outside, for example, like the coffee that I mentioned, deal with it quickly and move on. If it's a longer interruption, have a task ready, as I just said. And then again, gather your energy and reassert your authority. So there we have it. Barriers to communication are energy related. They happen when energy is blocked or two energies act against each other. We can overcome this, though, by keeping our own energy and approach strong but open and meeting others where they are. I'm wondering, what barriers do you find when you're speaking, either one-to-one or to a group of people? How do you get past those? Let us know in the Facebook group. If you haven't joined yet, why not? We'd love to hear your comments and questions. Just pop along there. It's the Be Truly Heard forum. And what about next time? Well, what do you do if someone is deliberately difficult and always interrupting your energy and you feel derailed in a meeting or presentation? Tune in to the next episode and find out. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of Be Truly Heard. Please look out for future episodes and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me on LinkedIn, Anne Leatherland, or learn more at annleatherland.co.uk. If you have questions and comments about speaking with confidence, I'd love to hear from you and will respond in future episodes. Be Truly Heard is brought to you by Vocal Intuition and produced by The Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Anne Leatherland. Bye for now.